She shivered and wondered where Granny Weatherwax was at this moment. The old witch's broomstick was known and feared throughout the skies of Loncra. Granny had been introduced to flying quite late in life, and after some initial suspicion, had taken to it like a blue bottle to an ancient fish head. A problem, however, was that Granny saw every flight simply as a straight line from A to B, and was unable to get alongside the idea that other users of the air might have any rights whatsoever. The flight migration patterns of an entire continent had been changed because of that simple fact. High-speed evolution among local birds had developed a generation that flew on their backs, so that they could keep a watchful eye on the skies. Granny's implicit belief that everything should get out of her way extended to other witches, very tall trees, and, on occasion, mountains. Granny had also browbeaten the dwarfs who lived under the mountains and in fear of their lives into speeding the thing up. Many an egg had been laid in mid-air by unsuspecting fowls who had suddenly glimpsed Granny bearing down on them, scowling over the top of the broomstick. "Oh dear," thought Magrat. "I hope she hasn't happened to someone." A midnight breeze turned her gently around in the air, like an unsupported weathercock. She shivered and squinted at the moonlit mountains, the high ramtops, whose freezing crags and ice-green chasms acknowledged no king or cartographer. Only on the Rimwood side was Loncra open to the world. The rest of its borders looked as jagged as a wolf's mouth and far more impassable. From up here, it was possible to see the whole kingdom. There was a ripping noise in the sky above her, a blast of wind that spun her around again, and a Doppler-distorted cry of, "Stop dreaming, girl!" She gripped the bristles with her knees and urged the stick upwards. It took several minutes to catch up with Granny, who was lying almost full length along her broomstick to reduce wind resistance. Dark treetops roared far below them as Magrat came alongside. Granny turned to her, holding her hat on with one hand.
"Not before time," she snapped. "I don't reckon this one's got more'n a few minutes' flight left. Come on, get a move on."
She reached out a hand. So did Magrat. Unsteadily, the broomsticks bucking and dipping in one another's slipstreams, they touched fingertips. Magrat's arm tingled as the power flowed up it. Possibly the first attempt at the in-flight refueling of a broomstick. Granny's broomstick jerked forwards.
"Leave me a bit," shouted Magrat. "I've got to get down."
"Shouldn't be difficult,"
screamed Granny above the noise of the wind.
"I mean get down safely."
"You're a witch, ain't you? By the way, did you bring the cocoa? I'm freezing up here."
Magrat nodded desperately and with her spare hand passed up a straw bag.
"Right," said Granny. "Well done. See you at Loncra Bridge."
She uncurled her fingers.
End of CD 5.